Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. John Harrison and Olala Njinga are with us. They're our experts. And as we continue this discussion of Black History, celebrating Black History Month, this is the segment, Olala and John, where we're talking about Black future, the future of Black Americans. Olala, I'm going to let you go first. What do you, when you think about the Black future, you talked earlier a little bit about what you've, how you've counseled your daughter about right. about her future. Talk to us about what you think about the future of America, including Black future, the Black future.
Well, I would say that the two biggest drivers for Blacks in America are going to be an attitude of possibility and the armament of education. And what I mean by that is that not letting legacy issues of our Black history and stereotypes and the limiting thinking that we've had throughout some other generations be the driver as to what's possible for Blacks.
Don't build your future on the baggage of the past.
Well, you know, let me tell you what I tell my children. I tell my kids that your history is not your legacy. And so mm-hmm. when there's things in your history that need to be shaken, broken, challenged, that you get an opportunity to rewrite history literally while you're doing it and create mm-hmm. a new legacy. So that's what I share with them.
Right.
But the armament of education is really the big piece. There's no other time for Blacks has education been more accessible.
And yet, Olala, Black American youth are underperforming in education. The dropout rate for Black males is staggering.
Believe me when I know this, because our son just graduated from high school 6 months early, and we were totally not prepared for that. But we threw him in college. He knew he was being thrown in college early,
right?
Because of that statistic, it's right. alarming. But you know, it comes back to family values. Blacks in general have always been very strong about family values and spirituality.
Right.
But where we can come up higher is putting education first. Stop letting education.
Well, and it seems and it seems to me, John Harrison, jump in here. What are your thoughts on this?
I think she's hitting the nail on the head that really, I think we'll have succeeded as a group when we can stop thinking about ourselves as a group. When people ask me to describe myself, I think, mm-hmm. okay, I'm a business owner, I'm a minister, I'm an author, I'm a financial planner, I'm a speaker. At some point in that list, I may or may not get to it, and I'm a Black guy.
Right.
Because that's not the most relevant fact to who I am and what I do. That's cosmetic. And that's not to de-emphasize any aspect of Black history and its significance, just to think that when one's race is central to one's view of oneself, I think that's inherently self-limiting.
Whenever President Obama leaves office this year or 4 years from now, based on what you've seen so far, will he have been what would be his score with regard to his impact on Black society? What do you think? Would you give him, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give him in terms of what he would have accomplished?
Very hard to say. I'm tempted to go right in the middle and call it a 5. From a policy point of view, I'm not thrilled with a lot of what he's done, and I don't like a lot of the rhetoric. But there's no arguing the significance of sort of his election being the capstone of the era.
The fact that we elected a black American, you say, is significant, but let's take that away. If you take that away, what has he done? Would you give him the same 5?
Probably not.
Yeah, Olala, what do you think?
Yeah, I know my family's going to pelt me on this one, but I'm with John on this, and I would argue that John and I probably share a similar perspective about the scoring for the president's performance because we're in business.
Right, right.
Right? And so when you look at a president, Black, white, or anything in between, what you want to know is, does the president understand my agenda as a business owner, not as a mm-hmm. Black person, okay? And so, you know, I'm going to stay right there in that middle of the road. his significance cannot be denied. And I think it's an incredible thing to be able to call him the first. But I'd like to see some of the firsts happen that have nothing to do with race, and it has to do with policy and how policy is impacting growth, how it's impacting education, and giving all business owners, not just black business owners, but all business owners, an opportunity to up-level the human experience.
Give us your website quickly, please.
Olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H.
John, give us your website, please.
AspireFA, A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A.com.
Thank you. John Harrison, Olala Njinga, thank you for being here. Great job today. I really
appreciate you guys,
your contribution. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We've been celebrating Black History Month right here on the Small Business Advocate Show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.